In all our ways, we know that God directs our path. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our confidant, our comforter, our friend, our Savior, we come to you this morning, Lord, with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank and praise you for another day. We thank you, Lord, that we have gotten up this morning. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to seek ye first, because that's what you told us to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. So we thank you, Father, for your precious promises. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the entire D.A. De Leon family. Father, we thank and praise you that they trusted you with all their hearts. They did not walk by faith, by sight, but they walked by faith as they started Artists International, and as Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon started the TMC call. And we see how you have directed their path. And Lord, we ask you continue to give them that direction. You continue to bless them in all their ways, but we continue to just bless them with wisdom and knowledge, oh God, and favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call, because without them, Lord, this call could not be successful as it is. Father, we ask that you bless them in a mighty way. You know what each person stands in need of. So we ask that you bless them and their households in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for Coach L.A., who will bring the word of God this morning, a word that has been already downloaded in him from the throne room of God, and I know that he will speak it just as he got it. Lord, continue to bless his family. Bless his ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his going out and his coming in, Father, and just continue to order his footsteps and have your angels encamped around about him and his entire household and those of whom he loves. Now, Lord, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. We have listening ears to hear the word, Lord, and that word will go forth with clarity because we have commanded you to do so. Father, now we just thank you for your love, for your protection, and for blessing us, Lord, and for allowing us to trust you with all our hearts and not leaning on our own understanding, because we know that when we do this, you will direct our path. As my pastor says, everything that God's going to do is already done. And we just access that through the word of God and by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host, my TMC family. I love you and have a blessed anointed day. Are you there, for host? Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Mr. Lilla. Can you hear me, Minister?
Yes, I can, my sister. Go ahead.
Thank you. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every single one of you. This is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey, and I am also going to greet you with the warmest kingdom greeting. Thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. And this is an awesome call, and it is about our Father. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of them, we have this call. And also, we stand on an awesome scripture, and you can locate that scripture in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we do on this call. It is all about the Master. We start our day off with prayer. We end in prayer. Fridays is an awesome day, just like every day is. But Friday, we even take your prayer request and your praise report. And we have a mission statement. Our mission statement is informing us that we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. And if you feel free, you can also go to our website address. All of our messages have been archived. The messages can be downloaded to your social media page, and you can locate all of that at www.themasterscall.net. And as I mentioned, we love to pray. Send us your prayer requests. You can send us your praise reports, and if you would like to be an intercessor or join our team, you can even send that to info@themasterscall.net. Well, the thread that has brought many of us together is Artists International, and we are health and wellness entrepreneurs. We have the favor and blessings and increase of God on our life, and we thank the Diaz de Leon family for allowing us to be able to be introduced to this company and to be business partners. And if you would like to find out more about Artists International, immediately following this call, you can go to our morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. And we have an awesome campaign going on right now. Many of us are believing God, working very hard to become a paid president, because the company, the owners, the Diaz de Leon family, have provided us with an opportunity to purchase stock. Yes, so if you want to find out more, feel free to get on that phone number nightly at 8 Central Standard Time. That's that 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598#. Well, I'm not going to take up any additional time right now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you about this mighty, awesome man of God who I had the pleasure of meeting when we had our empowerment conference in Florida. And by the way, another one is coming up in November in the Bahamas. Minister Lance Waterman. He is known as Coach LA. He is an awesome inspirational speaker. He's a health and wellness coach. He's married to a victorious woman of God who I also had the opportunity to meet. And I'm going to hug you soon, Miss First Lady Lori Hogan Waterman. They live in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's the founder of YONG, which is Youth Our Next Generation. He is also the CEO and founder of Speak Ministry, and not only that, an artist entrepreneur as well. He believes in the word. He shares the word with passion, with excitement, and it changes our lives each time we hear him. So I'm so excited to hear what this mighty man of God has to bring to us from the King of Kings. Are you there, Coach L.A., Minister Lane?
Amen, amen. Can y'all hear me, family?
Yes, God bless you.
Amen. Thank you to all the ministers. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, and everybody, somebody in the kingdom of God. Amen. This morning, I titled my little sermonette, You Gotta Know Where to Go Before You Get There. You gotta know where to go before you get there. And my supporting scripture text is taken from Numbers 13:17-27. But before we read that, I want to read a statement that's going to support what I have to say to you. And it goes like this. When you are making decisions or assuming new responsibilities, there are two important steps to remember. Two, ask yourself what you need to know about the opportunity, and then take steps to obtain that knowledge. First, ask yourself what you need to know about the opportunity, and then take the steps to obtain that knowledge. My scripture text taken from Numbers 13:17-27, and it reads, when Moses sent them to scout out the land of Canaan, he told them, go up this way to Negev, then go up into the hill country. See what the land is like, and whatever the people who live there are strong, it says, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many, is the land they live in good or bad? Are the cities they live in encampments or fortifications? Is the land fertile or unproductive? Are there trees in it or not? Be courageous. Bring back some fruit from the land it was the season for the first ripe grape. So they went up and scouted out the land from the wilderness. Now I'm going to read the report about Canaan. We are talking about the promised land. The men went back to Moses, Aaron, and the entire Israelite community in the wilderness at Paran, at Kadesh. They brought back a report for them and the whole community, and they showed them the fruit of the land. They reported to Moses, "We went into the land where you sent us. Indeed, it is flowing with milk and honey." I'm going to stop right there, take you back to the title, "You Gotta Know Where to Go Before You Get There." And then I read a short two-sentence paragraph. When you're making decisions or assuming new responsibilities, there are two important steps to remember. Ask yourself what you need to know about the opportunity. Moses sent the scouts out to find out about the land. Then it says, and take steps to obtain that information. He said, go out to see if the land is encampment or fortification. Is the land fertile or unproductive? You have to go out and see where God is leading you to. We need to learn as Christians to faithfully listen to the voice of God if we want to become faithful servants of Him. We have to learn how to listen faithfully to the voice of God if we want to become faithful servants. In each and every one's lives, there will come a time, and most likely many times, when God will come to you and simply say, Minister Willis, go. Amen. Go. Minister Robinson, go. There are specific places God wants each and every one of you to go. He wants you to be there at certain times. There's a season of that time He needs for you to be there. He not only wants you to be there, He wants to bless you. He wants to use you, but you have to be willing to go. I said willing to go. What did I say earlier? You have to listen faithfully. Some of us need to get into that quiet place where there's no noise, just you and God, and allow God to download into you that which He wants for you. I said again, you got to know where to go before you get there. When God told me to leave that job, amen, I was remembering His scripture in Jeremiah 29. He says, I know, Lance, the plans I have for you. He said, these plans are not to harm you, but to give you an expected end, amen. So don't worry about your finances. Don't worry how you're going to live. Don't worry how you're going to pay that mortgage. Leave the job, for I have something for you to do. I said, well, amen, Lord, amen. So we got to be willing to listen faithfully to the voice of God in order for us to allow God to use this. Then he says, but there is no reason to freak out over life details. See, we got to remember that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. Moses sent the scouts out to see what the land is about. Amen. So when God sends you out, just like how He deploys different sets of armies or Navy, Marines, wherever they are, and He says, I want you to be here, and then, you know, He uproots some of them, He says, I want you to be here. See, God knows exactly what He's doing in every life of a Christian. You have to be willing to be faithful listeners when God is speaking to you. Then God tells me, He said, Lance, I need for you to leave this home. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I didn't know where to go, but God started to show me the vision, you see. So, but then when we got here, God said, I don't want you to be too comfortable, Lance, because I have another assignment awaiting for you. See, I could not have gotten that information if I wasn't intently listening to the voice of God. Again, Before we can ever know how we are to serve God, we must first come to learn where we are to serve God. See, some of us get too comfortable, and I said some of us get too comfortable where we are because the place is familiar to you. And so you feel like God blessed us with this place, and he wants us to have this beautiful place, and he put me in this church. I'm serving faithfully in this church, and I've been here some 15 years, and then all of a sudden, God kind of shakes things up, and he makes you uncomfortable, and you're holding on to these things that you're familiar with, and God is telling you to go, but you're not getting it because you're not listening to God. I'll say again, you're not getting it because you're not faithfully listening to God. Perhaps some of us are on this call and we are in transition because we don't really know if this is the voice of God, or maybe it's the voice of your girlfriend, or it's the voice of your boyfriend, or it's the voice of your pastor, whoever you're listening to. God says, I am he who has brought you to this place. So we got to be faithful listeners of God. Again, you got to know where to go before you get there. I want you to understand that you have to ask yourself, what do you need to know about the opportunities, Run? And then what are the steps to take in order to get this information about the opportunity? So, again, sometimes the answer is not a place but the process. Amen. Some of us don't want to go because we don't want to endure the process. The process probably is an arduous one. You know, it's probably a little difficult. It probably has some rocky roads ahead of us, and we see that it might have some rocky road, but we want the straight and narrow way because that's the more comfortable way. You know, perhaps it's not the S, not the place, but the process. See, there's a process we're all going to have to go to in order to reach heaven. And some of us want the microwave generation where we want everything to be all hunky-dory and ready for us right now. But no, God needs a God wants a servant that's going to serve him and be obedient to the call of God. Like a soldier who attends boot camp in one place, he gets stationed in another and then gets deployed to yet another location. That's how God operates, right? Because he wants you here, and then after your assignment is done here, and then he takes you over here, and then once the assignment is done over here, see, we want stability. Every Christian wants some type of stability, but you know what? If we really want to be used by God, see, God says, I know the place and the plans I have for you, Minister Lance. He says, plans to prosper you and give you an expected end. See, these plans that God has for each and every one of us saints are not to harm us. See, God knows exactly what he's doing at the exact time, at the exact location. It's just that we are operating out of our own GPS system. And sometimes when we rely on the GPS system and we take the detour, it is in the process of taking the detour where we get lost. Because, see, if you're stuck with the directions of the GPS system, right, you'd have gotten there, but you figure you're running a little late. If I just take the detour, now you ran into traffic. Traffic is sort of symbolizes what we come into life. You know, there's obstacles, there's some stress, and there's some other things. And when we come up against these things, it's not comfortable with us. When you come up in that traffic, it ain't comfortable. It's a standstill. It ain't going nowhere. Then you're acting out of your flesh because you're getting frustrated. Well, God says, well, if you listen to my GPS system in the first place, I had to avoid all that stuff. If you're going the way I need you to go, you'd have gotten it. That's just how God operates. When he tells you to go, your question should be, well, Lord, show me the way that I should go, and I shall go. That's why in Isaiah, he says, is there one? You know, he's looking for one, just one person, amen, who's going to go, and not back-talking and not murmuring and not snicker about, oh, Lord, now I got to go again, and why it's got to be me, and why can't he just use somebody else? You know, sometimes we miss out on our blessings when we are not listening to the voice of God. Sure, we can have a general calling on our lives. That's not what I'm talking about, like knowing we are called to work with kids or adults. That's not what I'm talking about. But when you are intensely listening to God's voice, he will lay out the blueprint on how he wants this thing done. Moses sent out scouts, and he sent out specific. He says, I want you to see what this land is like. He says, I want you to see if the people are strong or are they weak. That was one of the criteria. He says, are there few or are there many? He says, then he says, is the land they live in good or bad? You know, sometimes, you know, when God is sending us out, and it might not be favorable, but God sees down the road what he has for you. It might not look right to some of us. And I say it again, it might not look right to some of us, but in the end, God's plans comes to fruition. So don't buck up against the system of God, but endure it, because he says, I know the plans I have for you, Minister Land, is the plan to prosper you. See, in the end, I see favor, because favor surrounds me like a shield. Favor gives me sweatless victory. Now, favor is not fair. Favor allows you not to explain what God is doing, because God is in the mix. So no, if you have the favor of God, you should just go, because in the end, God's plan will come to fruition. So he says, go out and scout that land. He says, is the land fertile or unproductive? Sometimes we catch ourselves in an unproductive land because we are not supposed to be there, because we are there by our flesh and not by the voice of God. I'm saying that again. Sometimes your land is unproductive. He says, are there trees in that land or not? He says, be encouraged. He says, bring back some fruit. See, Moses knew exactly how to direct those scouts. And then when they came back, they say, you know what? We found the land to be productive. He says, it's flowing with milk and honey. That is just like God. See, God took those people out of Egypt into the promised land, but he saw that there were a few generations that were stiff-necked, you know, that's going to buck up the system, that's not going to heed the voice of God. And he says, before I can get you there, now this is the process in which God is giving us. He says, before I get you there, Moses, there's going to be some falling off of people. And we see that in the church now. People are looking to take the shortcut to salvation. People want the shortcut to heaven. There ain't no shortcut to heaven. There's going to be some things we have to endure. There's going to be some fights that we have to fight. You got to fight the good fight. There are going to be some roads that least travel. There are going to be some mountains that's going to challenge your faith. But rest assured, my brothers and sisters, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm going to say that again. If God be for you, who can be against you? Again, you got to know where to go before you get there. Spend some time listening to God's voice. The issue with saints today is that we got too many people in our ears saying different things. Thus saith God. Brother, God wants to do this for you. Sister, God told me to tell you to do this. We have the pastor in our ear. We have the bishop in our ear. We have the deacon in our ear. We have the care group leaders in our ear. We have the husband and the wife in our ear. We have the kids in our ear. We have the world system in our ear. We got everything in our ear but the voice of God. And so God has to sit back and stand back and weed through all of this stuff and the junk and the muck just to get your attention. Sometimes he allows you to get to a place that you want to get to so that he can get to the place to where he wants you. And it might not be comfortable. It may cost you something. It may cost you some time. It may cost you a life. So my saint, I'm going to get to the place where God wants you to get. You got You got to know where God wants you to go before you get there. Back to you, Minister. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for that powerful message. Coach L.A., Minister Lance, thank you so much for blessing our souls this morning.
Amen.
I will be calling you back for the benediction after I give the prayer. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your sovereignty. I thank you because you are our refuge and our strength. I thank you because you are our shepherd. I thank you because you know the plans that you have for us, Father. So I thank you for the man of God, Father God, your son that you used this morning, Father God, to bless us, Father, to empower us and to put us into the position that you would have for us to go, God. And that when we go, Father, we will know that there's greater and new things ahead of us, Father. I thank you for the Master's Call, and I thank you for our founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray that you would continue to bless them and give them the needs, Father God, that you know that they need even before they do, Father. I speak peace and wisdom and more knowledge into their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray that their ministries will be enhanced and continue to be kingdom ministries all over the nation, all over the world, God. I thank you for each and every single TMC family member that dialed into this call this morning. I pray, Father God, that every need will be met in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. I speak peace and comfort right now. I lift up Elder Joan and Elder Richard to you, Father. I pray for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift up Jackie and Shervon and Sharon Stowers to you right now, God. You have heard their request, oh God, and I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would intercede on their behalf, oh God. And I stand in agreement with them to know that you are a mighty God, that your miracles have not expired, Father, that you are still in the miracle working business, God. And I thank you for our international. I thank you for the DSD Leon family. I thank you for the vision that you have given Artists International to be a multi-level Christian-based business where the mission statements are faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, God. And I pray that you would continue to open doors that only you can open and close doors that you would have us not to walk in, oh God. And so on this day, God, I give you the praise and I give you the glory and I celebrate you because you are God Almighty. And I just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you for repositioning. I thank you for the purging. I thank you for the purifying. And God, we will do your will. These and all things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray right now that the blood still works in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this number, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-POUND. Remember, as you go out today, be that great minister in the marketplace that God called for you to be. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting us this morning. Thank you, Minister Robin, for hosting and stepping in for me this morning. And thank you to each of you who have dialed into this call. Go out and make it a great day and be fearfully and wonderfully made as God has created you to be. Minister Lance, go ahead and come back and give us our benediction for this day. Minister Lance, are you there?
Father God, we just thank you for this word today. We praise your name. We thank you for the word that Minister Lance, Coach L.A. deposited in our spirits. We just thank you for your presence and your direction and your guidance. Now go with us, keep us, bless us until we come together again. We decree these things in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.